Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Act 1, Scene 7. Macbeth's Castle. Hoboys and Torches. Enter a sewer and divers servants with dishes and service who pass over the stage. Then enter Macbeth.
If it were done when 'tis done, then 'twere well. It were done quickly. If the assassination could trammel up the consequence, and catch with his Circe's success, that but this blow might be the be-all and the end-all here, but here upon this bank and shoal of time we'll jump the life to come. But in these cases we still have judgment here, that we but teach bloody instructions which, being taught, return to plague the inventor. This even-handed justice commends the ingredients of our poisoned chalice to our own lips. He's here in double trust, first as I am his kinsman and his subject, strong both against the deed, then as his host, who should against his murtherer shut the door, nor bear the knife myself. Besides, this Duncan hath borne his faculties so meek, hath been so clear in his great office, that his virtues will plead like angels trumpet-tongued against the deep damnation of his taking off, and pity like a naked newborn babe, striding the blast, or heaven's cherubim horsed upon the sightless couriers of the air, shall blow the horrid deed in every eye, that tears shall drown the wind. I have no spur to pick the sides of my intent, but only vaulting ambition which o'erleaps itself and falls on the other.
Enter Lady Macbeth.
How now, what news?
He has almost supped. Why have you left the chamber?
Hath he asked for me?
Know you not he has?
We will proceed no further in this business. He hath honoured me of late, and I have bought golden opinions from all sorts of people, which would be worn now in their newest gloss, not cast aside so soon.
Was the hope drunk wherein you dressed yourself? Hath it slept since, and wakes it now to look so green and pale at what it did so freely? From this time such I account thy love. Art thou afeard to be the same in thine own act and valour as thou art in desire? Wouldst thou have that which thou esteemest the ornament of life, and live a coward in thine own esteem, letting I dare not wait upon I would, like the poor cat at the adage?
Prithee, peace. I dare do all that may become a man. Who dares do more is none.
What beast wast then that made you break this enterprise to me? When you durst do it, then you were a man. And to be more than what you were, you would be so much more the man. Nor time nor place did then adhere, and yet you would make both. They have made themselves, and that their fitness now does unmake you. I have given suck, and know how tender 'tis to love the babe that milks me. I would, while it was smiling in my face, have plucked my nipple from his boneless gums, and dashed the brains out had I so sworn as you have done to this.
If we should fail.
We fail. But screw your courage to the sticking place, and will not fail. When Duncan is asleep, whereto the rather shall his day's hard journey soundly invite him, his two chamberlains will I, with wine and wassail, so convince that memory, the warder of the brain, shall be a fume, and the receipt of reason a limbeck only. When in swinish sleep their drenched natures lie as in a death, what cannot you and I perform upon the unguarded Duncan? What not put upon his spongy officers who shall bear the guilt of our great quell?
Bring forth men, children only, for thy undaunted metal should compose nothing but males. Will it not be received when we have marked with blood those sleepy two of his own chamber, and used their very daggers, that they have done it?
Who dares receive it other, as we shall make our griefs and clamour roar upon his death?
I am settled and bent up, each corporal agent to this terrible feat. Away, and mark the time with fairest show. False face must hide what the false heart doth know.
They exit. The end of Act 1, Scene 7 of Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Read by Rick Kishner for Lit to Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.